The myth of the killer instinct. Have a think about this. It's taken from a book that we refer to a lot called The Golfer's Mind. And the quote here is, most of the clubs we played against gave it their all in the first half. When they found out that they couldn't dominate us, they lost their poise and character. It's not that we played harder in the second half. We play the same all the way through the game. Sports writers, most of whom are not very good golf players, will occasionally write that winning golf has the killer instinct or is a great closer. As proof of that, they'll write about how the player can turn up his intensity a couple of notches during the last few holes of a tournament and secure the win. Nothing could be more misleading. The truth is, golfers win because they learn to attach the same level of intensity and effort to every shot, whether it takes place on Thursday morning or on the final hole on Saturday, Sunday afternoon. They'll learn to downplay the importance of shots in critical moments. They'll learn to treat Sunday afternoon shots like practice round shots. It's the losers who try to ratchet their intensity up and play the closing holes as if they were the most important of their lives. In my talks with different players, I found that if you measured intensity of effort and desire on a scale of 1 to 10, most of them get their best results when their intensity is somewhere between 3 and 6. If their effort drops too low, they tend to get sloppy. They might not focus on their target or set themselves up meticulously, but if their effort levels get too high, then they get tight, they get mechanical. They might try to steer the ball instead of swinging freely. And on top of that, when they're trying too hard, they get too analytical. Brad Faxton has always told me that he puts his best when he doesn't care too much if he makes it. If he starts caring too much, he can't put as well. That's another way of saying that when he just sees the ball going into the hole and hits it, when he's instinctive and intuitive, he's at his best. When he starts thinking and analysing too much, his results suffer. Instead of trusting his first instinctive read, he starts considering a second thought. The second thought is almost always the product of fear and nerves. It's rarely right. So that's really interesting. I just wonder what battles you're currently winning or losing and what your mindset is. And what are you putting yourself under pressure about? And is it working? Do you need that level of intensity and effort? Are you working at 10 out of 10, or would somewhere around 6 be better for you?